James.
Sure.
This Lyndon Johnson.
Sure.
I got your note on the Braceros. I talked to your wire. I talked to Lopez Mateus about it. He said that he didn't know what the position would be about others coming in. If we didn't want them, well, that's all right with them. It would affect a lot of hungry people, but if we had adequate labor, then he could understand it, and he wouldn't make an issue of it, and he would try to see that they found some kind of a food program or something to feed the people that have been coming in. I just want you to know that I talked to him about it. He didn't press it with me. We didn't reach any agreement or didn't have any. He didn't raise a question, but because I had your wire, I raised it and just said that there's a good deal of feeling in this country that these people are taking our jobs and at substandard wages. And he said, well, I've been Minister of Labor and I understand that. If there is that kind of feeling, and if you have adequate people to do it, why, it may be we'll just have to find public works projects for our people, or food projects. May want your help on some of the food. And I said, that's fine. That's about the way it's left. But he didn't make any issue of it, and I did.
Well, very good. I certainly appreciate your following up and letting me know about it.
And I just want to tell you.
Thanks a lot.
Any other news?
No, nothing else. I have met with the NIUE, the Electrical Workers Union, this morning.
Yeah.
On the poverty question.
Well, we've got a big job ahead. If we can get a nose under the tent, though, I think we can do it. And I hope you like Shriver's selection. I think he'll be a good man.
I think it's an excellent selection.
Well, you work with him, and you let me know now if you've got anything that I need to know.
All right, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.